Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Podmation update, probably number 14 or 13. This is a podcast while driving, and Podmation refers to the automation, I suppose robotic software automation, placed around the podcast. And as far as you're concerned, it leads to a positive benefit in that more podcasts come out more easily. I've got a benefit, but it's also got a disadvantage in that people who are looking in, people who have broken through and are actually looking at the actual raw blog area, we'll see a series of blogs come up, and there'll be test 3 or whatever it is, test 13 it went up to, where I check and try and fault check what's going on with podcasts. So let's take an overall view about what it actually happens. So I've got this dictaphone in the car, and I suppose I'd like to suspend it such that it doesn't pick up the car vibrations as much, produces a high quality podcast. This is then, the overview is that I'm doing cardiac rehabilitation, and part of that is to get your cognitive skills up. I have to do social skills like play games, give lectures, give talks and stuff like that to improve things, but also combining walking and talking, driving and talking is an important thing to actually really thrash out the cognitive aspects of it. So when I get home, I put the podcast in the computer, the USB, connect to a USB port, and then just going through it. I don't have it as yet just sitting in the background computer watching what's going on. I haven't got a background program as of yet, but you launch it, it basically withdraws the software, so the MP3 from the actual dictaphone, and puts it onto the computer hard drive. Now, the advantage of that is that the computer can copy and modify things within a fraction of a second. It takes a couple of seconds, possibly about 10 seconds, to just download, say, a 40 megabyte file. Will take upwards of 10 seconds to actually withdraw from the dictaphone. It's not the best dictaphone in the world in that respect. When it does so, it comes up, and as of yet, I have had if it's a classic podcast, like Podmation, I'll go down a list and update the latest, just copy over I call it decoration. This is the sort of metadata which sticks with the podcast. And at the moment, I don't have an automatic update where it's intelligent. So if it's Podmation 11, it doesn't automatically work out that it has to change all the 11s to 12s. And then for that, I write a brief description of what's there, and a quiz. And in the quiz, I put a token next to a few words, and those few words are taken and actually put into a scrambled word. Now, what's happened recently is that so I think the MP3 didn't copy across into the internet. It took me a while to work out. And strange, as I sped up one part of the program, in another area of the program was left lagging, and I had to reorder the sequence. And that's where it copies file to a directory and then dumps the entire directory within a single sort of sword thrust into the upload area. Then the upload area is taken at leisure, the upload program can actually monitor the internet, check everything's perfectly hunky-dory, as we say, and do it at leisure. Now, what happened is that for some reason, I don't quite understand how I had it transferring the file and then transferring the MP3 into a vacant, into empty space. Now, for some reason, that worked, and I took that out. So that doesn't sound a big drama, but that led to must have been 2 hours of just mucking around. And you sort of say this is working before, so you're very reticent to actually change the order of things. Now, to change the order of things in LabVIEW, there's a series of basically photographic frames in a movie, and you can just order the frames in that movie around. Now, they sit on top of each other, so you have to remember what they're going. But all it required is, I don't know, this bizarre thing where I've had to reprogram it from base, the words correctly. Okay, I think I might know actually what's going on. But construct it in full, and then as I speak, I've sort of worked out what was probably going on. But anyway, I got that sorted out, and then I looked at the MP4 thing, and to my horror, there was a 4 second blank at the end of every MP4. So the MP4 publication is for use in schools, stuff like that, that you can actually press the podcast. It doesn't go into a player, it just plays in the browser and plays with a full display of the image of it. I had quite hard to describe it. But you really want MP4 for a number of reasons. One, to play in the classroom, but B, also to upload to YouTube. YouTube only takes MP4, and in general, you only need to upload to YouTube if you have something that the person at the other end just cannot play a podcast. They may be a computer novice or whatever it is. They don't know how to upload podcasts, listen to podcasts, so you have to have the YouTube version of it. Therefore, and so that took a deal of happening around it. So I think it's CBR. I gave it a CBR value of 20, which allowed it, which sped up the actual programming here. I'm just a little bit slow here because I'm driving here through Springwood to buy sausages for dinner. So that's the Podomation, and the end result is that so there's sort of parallel programs working at the time. There's the program which is uploading, which is just sits in the background, and then there's programs which render files into MP3, MP4, and there's this sort of lame and FMPEG. FFMPEG is something which encapsulates the lame software. So lame software seems to be more for MP3s, and for videos you have to use this particular software. But the problem is that once it's sped up, it then although it shows the file actually going straight across to the computer, that's, you know, the file, a directory moves from point A to point B instantly, like that, and flicks on. I'm just going to look at where I can park around here. Okay, and although it's instant, evidently not so, so I've just had to go and then wait for actually a monster 5 seconds, and that seems to be just this mysterious thing is required to go. So the file is there instantly, it's reported there instantly, but it actually doesn't go across in full for about 5 seconds. So I would assume, I don't know quite how, it's just that when you copy a file from one point of your computer to the other, the file stays in the same position, the pointers of the software changes, and the pedestrian crossing here. Let's not kill anyone. So I'm free to go. Thanks a lot. And just, is there... around Springwood. So Springwood's a town up in the Blue Mountains. So in general, the other software is for non-contiguous podcasts. I want to link some podcasts together. So I now have it when it's stitched together, it can stitch together an array of podcasts. And I've sort of planned that for a while. And so by getting it to handle arrays and then just saying I'm taking only the first one from the array. No, there's nothing there, mate. Just have to go around the back of Springwood. Springwood, all the people, sausage capital of the world. There used to be really fantastic sausages at Springwood. And I'm just going to watch here. But we don't know whether it's here. I've got whip in here. Okay, so put that in. And of course, down the track to be able to take in for an array, build up a podcast, synthesize a complete podcast with the music, an array. So you can publish a podcast in multiple parts. And it can select sort of an infinite array of podcasts and music to come out. So I've got a plan to do that. That'll take a little while. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. That's a Podomation update. Lasting a full 11 minutes. There you go. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.